This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for November 2017. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Emmy Noether's life as a mathematician, professor, and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Emmy Noether was born on March 23, 1882, to Dr. Max Noether, mathematician, and Ida Amalia Kaufmann Noether, a merchant's daughter, in the Bavarian city of Erlangen, later part of Germany. She was the oldest of four children. As a child, she was friendly and clever. She had a minor lisp when speaking and was nearsighted. She studied the piano and took dance lessons as a child. At a young age, Emmy Noether became proficient in French and English. In 1900, she took the teacher's examination and received high scores. This exam qualified her to teach French and English at schools for girls. She continued at the University of Erlangen, where women were only permitted to audit the classes. Emmy Noether was, quote, only one out of two women students in the whole of the 986 students in the school. Even with these obstacles, Emmy Noether graduated on July 14, 1903. She continued her studies at the University of Göttingen from 1903 to 1904, where lectures were given by mathematicians Minkowski, Blumenthal, Felix Klein, David Hilbert, and astronomer Carl Schwarzschild. Emmy Noether, on October 24, 1904, returned to the University of Erlangen to study mathematics, following in the footsteps of her father. She received her Ph.D. in 1907. Dr. Emmy Noether taught mathematics at the University of Erlangen for 7 years, 1908 to 1915, without pay. When her father, Dr. Max Noether, was ill, she would substitute as a lecturer for him. She published in 1910 and 1911, quote, an extension of her thesis work. In 1915, Emmy Noether was invited by Dr. David Hilbert and Dr. Felix Klein, the top mathematicians in the world, to investigate a problem in Albert Einstein's theory of gravity at the University of Göttingen. Quote, the theory did not adhere to a well-established physical principle known as conservation of energy, which states that energy can change forms but cannot be destroyed. Total energy is supposed to remain constant. Noether showed, quote, that energy may not be conserved locally, that is, in an arbitrarily small patch of space, but everything works out when the space is sufficiently large. Dr. Emmy Noether supervised over a dozen doctoral students at the University of Göttingen. Her students made important contributions to mathematics. Griet Hermann, Dr. Noether's first doctoral student, spoke reverently of her dissertation mother. Besides her mathematical insight, quote, Dr. Noether was respected for her consideration of others and had a reputation for constant helpfulness and patient guidance of her students. A colleague later described her as, quote, completely unegotistical and free of vanity. She never claimed anything for herself, but promoted the works of her students above all. Dr. Emmy Noether and Emil Martin in 1932 were awarded the Ackermann Tubner Memorial Award for their contribution to mathematics. This included a reward of 500 Reichsmarks. The award was, quote, a long overdue official recognition for her mathematics work. Her colleagues were frustrated that she was never, quote, promoted to full professor or elected to the Academy of Sciences. Dr. Emmy Noether moved to the United States in 1933. She had been teaching at the University of Göttingen until the Nazis took over, dismissing all professors who were Jewish. Dr. Einstein helped her to obtain a position at Bryn Mawr College in the United States. On April 14, 1935, Dr. Emmy Noether died from cancer in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. She was 53. Dr. Emmy Noether's, quote, groundbreaking work in abstract algebra and theoretical physics led to concepts, Noether's theorem, Noetherian rings, and Noetherian induction. Dr. Andrew Strominger, physicist at Harvard, says, quote, 100 years later, Dr. Noether's theorem keeps finding more and more applications. She was an unsung hero who revolutionized, quote, the areas of abstract algebra and theoretical physics, taught dozens of doctoral students who made important discoveries in mathematics because of her inspiring and nurturing guidance to them. She was a musician and role model to women. Einstein said that Noether was the most significant creative mathematical genius thus far produced.